Nolte, Jussie Smollett Media Hoax is a Hate Crime Against Trump Supporters. By John Nolte on February 19, 2019. There is simply no question the media hoax perpetrated by Jussie Smollett is a hate crime committed against supporters of President Donald Trump. A hate crime is defined as a bias crime, a crime committed against others based on who they are, or what they look like, or what group they hail from. Filing a false police report is a crime, one that Smollett is almost certainly guilty of and might be charged with. The hate bias part is even easier to prove. And Smollett is not the only one guilty of this. So too are his co-conspirators in the establishment media. According to various reports, this was a meticulously planned hoax. Smollett, who is black and gay, hired two men, who are also black, to disguise themselves as Trump supporters and beat him up on the street. The detailed planning involved the apparent purchase of bleach, rope, red baseball caps, face masks, rehearsals, and the staging of the fake crime near a surveillance camera that was thankfully pointing the wrong way. The police were lied to, told about the red hats that look like the president's iconic MAGA hats, told the perpetrators targeted Smollett personally, told they hurled racial and homophobic slurs, poured bleach on Smollett's black skin, wrapped a noose around his neck, and warned that this is MAGA country. Obviously, the whole idea was to use this hoax as a means to single out Trump supporters, to frame, defame, smear, and denigrate a group of people, to commit a crime against them, if not a crime, then a public relations crime that we would all be forced to answer for. On top of his craven, bottomless, grasping, pathetic, neurotic need for publicity, what other motive could there possibly be? There are all kinds of ways to gin up publicity for yourself, legal and illegal, but Smollett chose this way. Chose to play with the kind of fire that not only could have resulted in violence against Trump supporters out of someone's misguided sense of retribution, but a full-fledged riot. The establishment media are also guilty of committing this hate crime, and that they so eagerly participated in this just days after committing a similar hate crime against the boys of Covington Catholic High School, is just one more reminder that the media are indeed the enemy of the people. The Smollett hoax smelled like a hoax from the word go. The media knew it and still they gleefully advanced it. What joy they took in aiding and abetting this crime, this smear against people they hate, those of us who dare to think different, vote different, worship different, who dare criticize them and not take them seriously. Hollywood and the media are all driven by hate, by bigotry, by prejudice, and by their desire to harm us because we are different, because they see us as others. And if you think the media and Hollywood hate crimes against us are bad now, wait until the 2020 presidential campaign gets going. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.